Grace to you and peace from God who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen. So the other day, as I was sitting in the Silver Springs Panera working on my sermon, which has apparently become my favorite place to work on them since I've written several of them there now, it's also really great because you get free refills on Mountain Dew. But as I sat there thinking about my message for today and what this day is to represent, because this is Christ the King Sunday. This is the end of our liturgical year, the end of our church year. Next Sunday when we gather together with the first Sunday in Advent, that begins our brand new church year. So I was thinking about all that's happened, the things that have happened not only here at Trinity, but in my life and in the world these last 12 months or so. And I wondered, how can I stand up in front of the congregation and joyfully proclaim Christ is King? Just last October of 2017, we had that tragic massacre at an outdoor concert in Las Vegas, 59 people dead. A few weeks after that, there was the shooting at the church in Texas. 26 people were killed. In February, 17 students shot at a school in Parkland, Florida. More recently, there was a gunman who entered a nightclub in California, a fellow in Colorado who just this week was convicted of murdering his wife and two young daughters, apparently because he couldn't be bothered to ask for a divorce. 11 people shot and killed in Pittsburgh because of their faith. Two people shot at a Jeffersontown, Kentucky grocery store because of their skin color. And just earlier this week, you might not have heard about it, there was a disgruntled individual who shot and killed his former fiance and two other people at a Chicago hospital. And I'm supposed to say that Christ is King? All right, well, let's talk about the weather. This year, we saw major hurricanes, plural, one right after the other. There are drought conditions out on the West Coast that have led to some of the most devastating wildfires on record, and the death toll continues to rise. We've seen this year earthquakes, tsunamis, and floods around the world. Just Friday, the U.S. government released a paper warning about the dangers of global warming. Weather and war have worked together in places like Yemen, where a report came out at the beginning of the week that was based on numbers from the United Nations that an estimated 85,000 children under the age of 5 have died of malnutrition in the last 3 years. And do I even dare bring up what has recently come to light about the sexual abuse within the Roman Catholic Church? Here, within our own congregation, well-loved people have received terminal diagnoses. Loved ones have died, some of them unexpectedly, others after long-term illnesses or enduring a disease that takes away the very essence of who they are, leaving some empty shell of a person who barely even resembles the original individual. With all of those things and all the other things that I haven't talked about or didn't hear about or can't even remember because there's just so doggone too many of them, how can I stand up here and boldly and joyfully proclaim Christ is King? Well, maybe it's because I should be dead a couple of times over because of my own health issues. Maybe I'm just becoming way too cynical, but I really don't believe that I can, in good conscience, joyfully shout that out right now. So let me tell you instead what I do believe. I believe we live in a world that is fractured. We live in a world that is imperfect and sin-filled. I believe we live in a world where infants die and smart, intelligent people get Alzheimer's. I believe we live in a world where humans can mess with the environment to the point that we might not be able to repair it. I believe we live in a world where people will kill one another over astoundingly stupid things, like the color of someone's skin, or access to money, or drugs, or, since we just endured Black Friday, where some people have been trampled to death in order for somebody else to get a bargain on some thing. I also believe that we live in a world where God walks with us. I believe that in everything that happens, God is right here with us. Whether we feel God's presence or not, God is there. God is with us in all the good, happy, joy-filled things. And God is equally there with us in all of the crap, in all of the illness, in all of the awfulness that happens to us each and every day. God does not cause the bad stuff. I believe rather that God allows the bad stuff to happen, knowing that each of us will have to make a choice on how we deal with life when those lousy things trip us up. And I don't say that lightly. I say that in part because any God that would cause the death of my 2-day-old child, I don't want anything to do with that God. However, a God that knows that my wife and I are going to have a little bit of a difficult gestation, that our child will be born premature too soon and won't be able to survive very long outside of his mother, knowing that the death of our child will cause all kinds of other people to question their own faith, all the while strengthening our own, and that God is still willing to not interfere, is willing to be with us, to walk with us, to love us in our grief and sorrow, that is a God that I can love. Now, today, we're celebrating Christ the King Sunday, and I think it's fairly safe to say that most of us here really do not relate to that moniker, Christ the King, mainly because we're Americans and we just don't do monarchies. They're kind of difficult to comprehend. So for the sake of our being able to better comprehend what we mean, I'm going to call this the Reign of Christ Sunday. Thing is, most of us, myself included, even though we're Christians, even though we believe in Christ, we probably really don't let Christ reign in our hearts. We probably really don't allow Christ to rule our lives. I don't know about you, you know, but I'm fairly certain that I can lead my life by myself. Thank you very much. I really don't need your help, Jesus, you know. Yeah, it's nice for you to drop by every now and then, Jesus, you know, especially to answer my prayers when I want something or if somebody that I love is ill. But, you know, for the most part, if you and me just want to get together on Sunday mornings, sometimes Saturday night, we'll get along just fine. Yeah. No. What if we were to allow God, to allow Christ to honestly rule in our hearts, to guide our actions, not to make us feel guilty so that we'll go help out at the food bank or New Hope Ministry? What if we listen when Christ calls us to feed those who are hungry, regardless of their skin color or ethnic heritage or how it is that they came to be in those circumstances? What if we housed the homeless, despite their inability to speak English without an accent or wanting to cook food that maybe I don't care for. What if we listened and, more importantly, acted on when Christ calls us to help the helpless, whether they're in another part of the world or living just a few doors down from us? What would our lives be like? What would the world be like if all of us, if any of us, if even just one of us were to risk everything that this world tells us is right, is good, is what we deserve? What if we were to risk all of that and allow Christ to reign in our hearts? The world is still going to be messed up. People will continue to listen to those inner demons and do terrible and awful things. And God will still love them regardless. The weather's not changing anytime soon. It's been too long and making it messed up for it to be quickly corrected. But if we, as a people, as a congregation, as individuals, if we allow Christ to truly reign in our hearts, to be king of our lives, what would this world look like? So why don't we? Amen.